A nursing home in West Paris has announced it'll close in 60 days. Officials at Ledgeview Living Center say it is no longer feasible to stay open because of low Medicaid reimbursement rates. And as Patty White reports, the recent minimum wage hike is also cited as a factor.
Most of Ledgeview's 72 residents are covered by Medicaid, says business manager Roger Wilday. But the program's reimbursement rates, he says, aren't enough to cover expenses.
We average, $16 to $18 a day short.
That's $16 to $18 per resident per day. Though Wilday cites reimbursement rates as the primary reason Ledgeview is closing, he says the recent state minimum wage hike was, quote, the icing on the cake.
Yeah, that did play a large role, yes, because we had to increase all wages. We couldn't just deal with minimum wage.
Ledgeview employs 122 people, and Wilday says boosting wages for staff increased annual costs by $50,000. Now the nursing home is working to find placements for its residents. Though there are some open beds at nearby facilities, Wilday says they keep having to look further away. Ledgeview is the second nursing home in Maine this month to announce it will close. The Mountain Heights Care Facility in Patton, which has 22 residents, will cease operations in September. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.